Our top news tonight. Protesters are gathering in McKinney right now, and the city is in the national spotlight after a viral video shows a police confrontation at a pool party. The video taken Friday shows a McKinney police officer pushing a 15-year-old girl to the ground and pointing his gun at other teens, yelling and swearing.
Hey, Rich,
stand
your face.
McKinney city official says the officer, Corporal David Eric Casebolt, has been placed on administrative leave. Police are investigating. Civil rights groups, community activists, and pastors gathered outside the McKinney Police Department earlier today to express their outrage. At the moment, protesters are in McKinney to protest police brutality. We understand there's a counter-protest in the works. KERA Stella Chavez joins us from Collin County. Civil rights and community leaders talked at a press conference today. What did they say?
Well, the community leaders expressed frustration about how the officer acted and how the teens were treated. Several people said that the officer should be fired. Dominique Alexander is the president of the Next Generation Action Network.
These children that was harassed and put on the curb, and the young lady that a knee was put to her back, they stayed in this community. They had every right to be there at that pool.
A parent named Yahi Adisa Bakari also spoke, and he's the father of a teenager who helped the girl who was pinned down by the officer in the video.
I was very disappointed in the city of McKinney's police department. It was a swimming party. They didn't send any female officers out there. There weren't any black officers out there if you heard that there was a lot of black people. And that's one of the things I'd like for them to have some character detail.
And the NAACP issued a statement calling the treatment of the teens inhumane. They're also asking for an investigation by an independent police group. So as you can see, a lot of people are very upset about what happened and asking for more information and an investigation.
Stella, you've been talking with people in the neighborhood. What's their reaction?
Well, the reaction has been mixed. Some people are very concerned, have said that the officer used too much force on the teenager, that he shouldn't have pulled out his gun. Other people say that he acted appropriately and that the party was getting out of hand. Maurice Gray is a parent who says his wife and five kids were at the pool Friday night when the incident happened. He told me about a phone call he got from his wife that night.
I get a call later saying, police is being called, they're pulling guns. We got the kids out of harm's way.
And Maurice Gray is black. One thing he stressed is he does not see this as a racial issue. He doesn't want it to turn into that. But he is concerned about the amount of force that the police used. But I also spoke with white residents, and some of them say what happened at the party wasn't racially motivated. Here's Jeremy Faust. He's a white resident.
Very unfortunate because this is a really, really quiet and good community. You don't see this type of stuff around here at all. Let's just see what happens. And hopefully everything turns out right and nobody gets hurt and people protest peacefully.
That's KERA Stella Chavez in McKinney. She's covering tonight's protest, and we'll have a full report from her tomorrow at 8:20 a.m. Thanks, Stella.
Thanks, Justin.